For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Another opportunity blown last night.
Yeah, really.
It was one of those games that the way it started off, everything, you were putting your... you're putting your feet on the ottoman. Bobby Witt Jr. hits a laser to left field. Brady Singer strikes out the side in the first inning, and we're all sitting there going, brioche of a start.
We were all feeling as good as that dude who caught the Brady Singer home run, right?
Like Bobby
that
Witt
guy, or the Bobby, yeah. the Bobby Witt
There was
home
a couple
run.
Guys that caught Singer home runs.
Yeah, a couple guys that caught Singer. Yeah, that's absolutely.
One guy didn't because it's still in the air.
The thing is still flying. It hit the ball of America.
Yeah, the one that Royce hit is, that might be in one of the thousand lakes. I don't know which one, but it's in one of them.
Was that the one where Ryan goes, and now there's six on the board?
Yes, because as soon as Royce hit that ball, he looked up and he's like, I feel bad when I just did that thing.
I mean, he murdered the hell out of that ball. Ugh. But that guy who caught the Bobby Witt home run,
that's what it's all about.
I've never seen somebody have so much fun and excitement in their life like that guy had in that moment. It kind of reminded me of like when you're telling your boys you finally sealed the deal, right? You finally sealed the deal. You're down there. You're high five. Yeah, baby, let's go. Like, and that guy was so fired up. I'm like, that's sports right there, man. That guy drove to Minnesota, took a couple of days off, went to the game up there. He's got some outfield seats, and boom, he gets that Bobby Witt laser right to him. I mean, that was the best moment maybe of the night for me, was seeing that guy's reaction.
And then he probably should have just gone home after that.
Probably should have, because it didn't get much better after that. That was the highlight.
Then they got absolutely obliterated in the second inning, and then Bobby Witt Jr. got hit in the tricep, and that kid just should probably just never have seen that. But let's just dissect what was last night, which was all about Brady Singer.
Yep.
Right? We talked about yesterday, you're taking in your three horses. You're putting in all your horsepower into this series. And again, I'll come back around and I'll try to give you something to think about to give you a little bit of positivity. But Brady blew up in the second.
Mm-hmm.
And I have watched, if not every Brady Singer start, 90% of them. I'm a baseball nerd. I love the Royals. I'll watch every game that I possibly can. And I saw a glimpse of both Brady Singers. And what I mean by that is early on in Brady Singer's career, it would be going well, and then something would aggravate him. And if I can give it a sports analogy, it's like the guy that you've ever played golf with or a sporting event with, that when they do one thing wrong early, it ruins their entire round. So like you could play golf with a guy and on the hole one, he slices his tee shot out into the right side, throws his driver, rounds over, and it's like there's no coming back from that.
Mm-hmm.
And when Brady Singer walked that guy in the second, kind of a little bit of a pout thing, kind of like gosh, and it was with two outs. And then it was base hit, home run, base hit, home run, and it's 6-2.
Yeah.
And you're at that point going, well, crap, this looks like the old Brady Singer, whereas in the first inning, it was strikeout, walk, or single, and then it was strikeout, struck out the side at three strikeouts. Look great. And now we saw both versions of that, and this is a game where you wanted to see somebody grow. You want to see Brady Singer take the rock and shove, and that didn't happen, even though he still had like 10 strikeouts and like 4 1/3 or whatever the hell the line was. Doesn't matter. He struck out a lot, gave up a lot. Royals lose to the Twins, now a game and a half behind them, and now 5 games behind Cleveland. And
I was thinking about that this morning, the 5 games behind Cleveland, like what you have to do to make up that ground. You essentially have to win 5 in a row, and they got to lose 5 in a row. That's hard to do. The math is starting to get a little bit, you know, crazy. But when you got those head-to-head games, that's where you have to make this stuff up. But Brady Singer, what we saw last night is exactly who Brady Singer is. You use the term like horses or whatever. I don't know if unicorn is the right term to use for Brady Singer, because they always kind of use that in a positive way. I'm using unicorn in a mythical way right now, okay? Because as we know, the unicorn isn't real. And I think what we're seeing out of Brady Singer at times isn't real. And it comes down to this. Brady Singer has had a great year against teams under 500. Brady Singer against the playoff teams, the teams that are above 500, that are challenging and that are, you know, good baseball teams. Brady Singer is not very good versus teams below 500. Brady Singer is a 5-1 record with a 2.05 ERA, taking care of the White Sox, taking care of the Tigers, taking care of, you know, what other bad teams in baseball are out there. Against the teams that are 500 and above, like we saw last night with the Minnesota Twins, Brady Singer's 3-7 with a 4.87 ERA. And that, to me, is what it all boils down to. Brady Singer does a really nice job against the lesser teams. And that's important because the Royals are 19-4 against the White Sox and the Tigers. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be having conversations on the Royals at this point in time if they weren't 19-4 against the Tigers and the White Sox. Mm-hmm. But against the other teams, they're right around 500, 52-52 or whatever we kind of figured out this morning, really just quickly off the cuff. But Brady Singer is a microcosm of where this team is right now, Dusty, and that's they're really good, and they beat up on the teams that are lesser than them, which you have to do. But when you play the teams that are as good as you or better than you, you're still struggling to get over that hump. And that's where Brady Singer is right now. The stats bore out right there. 3-7 with a 4.87 against teams above 500. 5-1 with a 2.05 against teams below 500. So Brady Singer, not a big game pitcher.
So basically what you're saying is that he's Tua Tagovailoa of the baseball world.
It's a good comparison. Yeah, I think that's a really good comparison, right?
So I did some homework in about 10 seconds. Last year, Miami was 11-6. They start off the season. They win. They beat the Chargers in week one. They beat the New England Patriots in week two. They beat the Denver Broncos in week three.
Not exactly murderer's row right there, right?
Yeah, and then week three was when they won 70-20. They look amazing. They look like they're just blowing people out of the water. They didn't really beat the Chargers by that much. But then, first big test. Got to show them that you believe. Show them that you can do it.
Yeah.
48-20 loss at Buffalo.
Yeah, that's right. Biggest test of the year. You get your ass handed to you, right?
Then they play two more games. They play the Giants and the Panthers. Guess what?
Murderer's row right there again.
They win both those games 31-16, 42-21.
Right.
Two is a good MVP candidate. Then they play the Philadelphia Eagles, lose. Then they play the New England Patriots, win. Then they play the Kansas City Chiefs, lose in Germany. Then they go on a tear against the Raiders, the Jets, and the Commanders. Win, scoring 20, 34, 45. They play Tennessee, a hiccup game. They lose by one, whatever. But then they play the Jets again. They win. They play the Cowboys again. They win. Then their last three games of the season, when it matters, when you got to win, when you got to show yourself, they play Baltimore. They lose 56-19. They play the Buffalo Bills again. They lose 21-14. And then they play the Chiefs in that cold weather game.
Yep.
And they lose 26-7. Mm-hmm. When Tua needed the ball, when it mattered, he couldn't get the job done. But when it was teams that he could beat up and he could win, it was a win, but it was a significant win.
Right.
You bring up those stat numbers against Brady Singer, and Bob, I'm afraid that we got a little bit of Tua Tagovailoa and Brady Singer because, man, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great to see you beat up on the White Sox. It's great to see you absolutely shove against Detroit. But when you need a game against Minnesota at the start of a series and they're giving you the rock to go set the tone and you have that sort of outcome, it's kind of one of those things where you have to put it in your mind where you think to yourself, okay, let's take the blue-colored glasses off. Mm-hmm. Let's take the Kansas City Royals hat off. Let's take the homegrown talent out. And let's think to ourselves, in reality, can we trust this kid to go out against a team like Cleveland, a team like Minnesota, a team like Boston, and get it done? And right now, we haven't seen it. And then when they threw the stat last night up of Brady Singer and at Target Field.
Yeah, with a 9 ERA or whatever the hell it was on the screen. I'm like, whoa.
A bit rough.
And you know what? I'm stupid me. I'm sitting there going, yeah, maybe they'll be different tonight, right? Maybe things will be different tonight for Brady Singer. And it wasn't. Cleveland is hitting 474 off of Brady Singer this season.
So, that
is not good. No, in the one game he faced the Cleveland Guardians, they are hitting 474 off of him. So another good team that hits the ball well off of Brady Singer. And so you start to look at Brady Singer and you start to think to yourself, he's just not a big game pitcher. He is what he is right now. And he is kind of, I think, what the Royals are right now. You take care of business against the teams that are lesser than you, keep losing teams losing, and then figure out a way against some of these better teams to hopefully get it done and bounce yourself into the playoffs. But yesterday's over. Today's a new day. You've got to go out there now, and you have to start thinking about, if we don't win tonight, that we're going to lose two out of three in Minnesota. So you've got to get this game tonight for the psyche, I think, of everybody. And I think for the psyche of the ball club, for the psyche of the fan base, because if these games continue to get away, less and less people are going to continue to be interested in what's going on. And we are really going to be talking about Luis Ramirez Zemet, or whatever that guy's name is, who returns kicks, you know, for the Chiefs down there in the landing zone. Yeah. So this was an opportunity last night, an opportunity that went by the wayside. But quite honestly, when you start to look at the evidence and the numbers, I'm not really surprised that Brady Singer didn't pitch well last night.
But to wrap this topic up and to give you a little bit of a glass full mentality, because that's what I try to do here. That's where the crown jewel nickname came from, is there's 42 games left. Mm-hmm. You're still the third place wild card game with a 2-game lead. You have two more games against Minnesota, and you're putting in the next two horses of your staff. You have Lugo tonight. You have Reagans tomorrow.
Yeah, get wins.
They're gonna have a call up of a prospect pitch. I believe tonight or tomorrow.
Is that guy Denny's kid is pitching tonight? Denny's grandson is pitching tonight.
He's got a great slider, Bob. And the thing about that is, now's your opportunity to take a short memory and go into this game and just get it done with a Cy Young candidate in Seth Lugo, and just go out there and take care of business, because 42 games left, two more against Minnesota in this series. Reagans and Lugo, go out there and get the job done, and then we forget about this Brady Singer start until he plays against the Yankees or the Phillies.
Yeah, right, exactly. and those are coming up, or the Guardians. But, you know, but Lugo tonight, man, this is if you're going to be the stopper, if you're going to be the ace of the staff, these are the games that you have to go out there and end the bleeding and end the losing, if you will. You've got to find a way to pitch your ass off tonight and to get your team a victory. It's all going to be about the pitching. And against the, the Minnesota Twins this year, Lugo is 1-0 on the season with a 0.75 ERA. So he shoved.
That's right.
The last time he pitched against the Minnesota
Twins. So if you want to make a two-leg parlay tonight, take Lugo as the winning pitcher and take Salvador.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Perez to hit a crank, because Vern told us to do that yesterday.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.